Hello, everyone. I'm Debbie Indahar-Giordano of Master Brokers. Welcome to our weekly update where I can give you some up-to-the-minute information of what's going on in Milpitas. So there's some conflicting reports going on and some data that I want to kind of sift through and make sure that you understand what the meanings of some of the data is. So in today's San Jose Mercury News, there was an article on the front page. It says, housing prices continue to climb. Double-digit increases are expecting to cool off soon. So yes, it's interesting, the prices are still high, but we're seeing pending sales, and I'm checking on what the status of those values are, and we're gonna see them much lower than what the list prices are. So I would suspect in the next 30 to 60 days, there'll be a report in the Mercury News that prices have fallen. And that is in line with the stock market, and what's going on with the general economy, with inflation and the other aspects that we have going on. We're in a very volatile market. And I would only tell you that I had the open house this past weekend at 1577 Greenwood Way in Milpitas. The price point was a week ago, 1-868-888. And we actually had about 16 families come through that weekend, and there were no offers. So I dropped the price to 1-798-888, hoping to get more activity and maybe get an offer. And I only had one buyer through on Saturday and then three buyers through on Sunday. So buyers are pulling back. If they haven't cashed in on their stocks maybe a month ago, they're seeing that decline and their buying power is being reduced. But let's not lose heart, because there was a great article a couple weeks ago in the Milpitas Post that says, do the math, buying a home is now possible. So what I can see is that it is a great time for a buyer to jump in, negotiate a very good price with the seller that's motivated, get in before the interest rates climb further this year. Actually, the stock market went up a little bit today. So I think the bouncing has stopped like it did in 2017 and 2018. We had a pullback in the stock market, and I was talking to my loan broker, and he agreed with me that the phenomena is that pullback in the stock market did affect our local housing price here, because we're in a direct relationship with stock pricing due to the high-tech region that we live in. So don't lose heart. Get homes that are well-priced, ready to go to negotiate with the buyer. We're still making some good deals. So real quickly, let me give you some numbers. I've got the statistics for May 2022, so it's hot off the press. The average median price in Milpitas is 1.63, so it's still good as of May's closings. But like I said, in June, we're going to probably see a fallback of that pricing, and I'll bring that to you. So if you want to get your home ready, please give me a call, 408-945-8988 or GiordanoDJ@AOL.com. I'm ready to get to work for you. Thank you very much for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.